You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Archbishop Raphael Minassian hopes that the upcoming papal visit to Azerbaijan and Georgia will promote peace in the region. The small Catholic community in Georgia, which Pope Francis is visiting on Friday and Saturday, is made up of Latin, Chaldean and Armenian rites. The Armenian presence in Tbilisi and the region on the border with the Republic of Armenia dates back to the 4th century. Today, the community is under the care of the ordinary for Armenians in Eastern Europe, Archbishop Raphael Minassian. Ahead of the Pope's trip to Georgia, he spoke to Philippa Hitchin about the relationship of the Armenian community between Azerbaijan and Georgia.
You know, the history of the Armenians in this country goes to the 4th century. And we had our first martyr defending the Christian religion was Saint Vartan from Tbilisi. So practically this relationship with this country, it's very old and very constant, because Tbilisi was the cultural city of the Armenians for centuries. It's very normal to see the presence of the Armenians in this country, and till now, let's say, the moment of their vacations, the Armenians go to Georgia instead to go other countries.
This is particularly along the border region.
Exactly. Therefore, I say our presence now, for example, as Armenians, is over 200,000 in Georgia. Instead, the Armenian Catholics, they are over 150,000. So I think this presence also helps the Catholic Church or the Universal Church in its mission.
What do you expect in terms of this visit? The relationships in Georgia between Orthodox and Catholics are not always easy. You're saying the Armenian community may act as a kind of bridge. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes. But, you know, even though if we have certain difficulties in our relationship between the Orthodox and the Catholic Church, remains the friendship as a base of all kind of relations. And this one exists and is very strong. And as a sign of this expression, you see, for example, since 2 years, we have assistance from the government to all the churches, Catholic churches. And we are 3 communities practically over there, the Chaldean, the Latin, and the Armenian Catholics. In this minority, the Armenians, they are the majority. But the relationship with the Orthodox Church is not so bad. We have problems. It's not a question that we don't have problems. But I think slowly we can surpass it.
Are you talking about problems more at leadership level, or are relations better at grassroots?
Like Orthodox and Catholic Church. You know, if I consider myself as Orthodox and defend my case, I see that I have certain reasons. And as a Catholic also, I need to have also my rights. But both of them, they're working strongly for the propaganda fides, the propagation of the faith. And that is the consolation that we have to encourage it, and we have to accept it and agree to, even if we are not working together, working for the same case. And we are proud to be Christians in these countries.
What do you hope then that Pope Francis will bring? He's already made a very strong appeal when he visited Armenia, your own country, a strong appeal for peace in the region. What do you think will be the fruits perhaps of this second visit to the region?
I want to tell you, I had the answer of this question in my mind since 2-3 days. I was thinking, after the experience that I had with walking day by day and step by step with His Holiness during the visit in Armenia, what a hard situation is on the shoulders of His Holiness, because He is obliged to work with a society where they preach the liberty and they are in the situation of domination. They speak about the rights, and they are the people that strapping the rights of the human society. And at the end, if I want to pronounce the word peace, they are the war makers people. And I'm talking about president, kings, societies, government, and all this the Holy Father has to pass by and to say the reality, defend the rights, defend the liberty, and to give peace to everybody. Because we lost the meaning of these three words, and we have to rebuild it again.
When he was in Armenia, the Pope spoke very clearly about the need for peace between Armenia and Azerbaijan, and we're likely to hear him make that same appeal again. Is there anything more, do you think, that the churches, people of faith, can do to help promote a lasting solution to the conflict there over Nagorno-Karabakh?
You know, in a way, they used the religion for political issues. And the possibility to have a peace, it's very easy. The most important point is between the two nations or the two presidents. We have to forget the people, because they are the minority of the minorities that they're leading the countries. And I think if you take out all the governments, the people will live in peace.
Are you saying that in Baku and in Yerevan, the politicians are not ready to make some kind of negotiated solution?
There is work going on for peace. But I hope also in the visit of His Holiness to Azerbaijan, we'll encourage them also to accept certain realities, because all of us in this world, we are passengers. No one owes anything in this earth.
We're pilgrims passing through.
So it's unuseful to have these wars between people that can live peacefully and very happy.
That was Archbishop Raphael Minassian, Ordinary for Armenians in Eastern Europe.